Welcome to Reflecting God. Whenever the Pharaoh issued a command, he would declare, "So let it be written, so let it be done." The implication was clear. Pharaoh's word is absolute. In Exodus 5, a new command is issued. However, it comes not from the supreme leader of the Egyptian empire. It comes from an invisible God via two enslaved Hebrew men. Pharaoh's response is not unexpected. Indeed, he does not know the God of the Hebrews, and even if he did, he does not take orders. He obeys no one. Time and again, kings of the earth set themselves up in defiance against the king of the universe. Before we judge their rebellion too harshly, we must acknowledge the posture of our hearts is often the same. When we choose our own way, we declare with Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" May we instead rejoice in the kingship of God and in full trust submit to his lordship. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.